Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
McFarlane Energy, thanks so much for sponsoring the Bradfoe Show once again. Another Bradfoe Show on the go. This one I've been sitting on a little bit, just looking for the right time to drop, but I feel like it's sort of interesting. Mikey Romero. It's about Mikey Romero, the Red Sox first-round draft pick this year. So to set the scene, I was at the All-Star game, and they had some of the guys who were just drafted available. So I walk over the table. I say, hey, you guys know Mikey Romero. And so Justin Crawford, who obviously son of Carl Crawford, former Red Sox Carl Crawford, who was drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in the 17th pick, and Tamar Johnson, who was the fourth overall pick, a kid who went to the Pittsburgh Pirates, they both immediately lit up when I mentioned Mikey Romero. So this is what the two of them said. So the first one is Justin Crawford, and then you hear Tamar Johnson. So listen to what they said about Mikey Romero.
Mikey's just a great human being. Like, he's just someone that's going to come and be ready to work every single day, and he's just an all-around fun, just amazing person.
Really?
You guys are getting a great baseball player over there, and a great, and an even better human being.
I call Mikey, you know, a lot of people call Mikey Captain America of how just how great of a person he is. So, you know, just that just goes to show how great of a person he is, how great of a guy you guys are getting. Like, I'm telling you, Mikey is going to be the next shortstop for you guys for sure.
Captain America. Huh?
Captain America. Yes.
Is that like a thing?
I'm so serious. You're like, we call him Captain America.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Part of it because like USA guy, he's more of like being all the USA. So like, we call him like the he's like the captain of the USA teams that okay. that he's played on. But you know, just he's just a great guy. That's why I just call him.
All right. So you get the idea. So. When they bring Red Sox bring Mikey Romero to Fenway Park to meet the media, I want to ask him about this Captain America thing. I want to ask him where this came from. And he clearly is a good personality, good kid, obviously a good player. So we'll see where that lands. He's just started his professional career. I mean, he's just started getting going, playing down in the Florida Complex League. So bright future for Mikey Romero, but we want to get to know these guys a little bit better. And thanks to Tamar Johnson and Justin Crawford, that sort of was a springboard to getting, at least we got the nickname. And they got the nickname that evidently no one really knew about, certainly up in Boston. So this is the Mikey Romero Captain America Bradfoe Show on the Go podcast. Something to soak in on a beautiful summer day. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, just from the young age, I played on the 12U USA national team, and I've played for USA baseball pretty much ever since. So whenever I see those guys, they call me Captain America, just because, I mean, just because I've made that USA team every time. So, I mean, they say that it's just because of who I am, but I mean, I think it's because of just kind of me making the team. But I appreciate all the kind words they said about me.
So. Oh, they were very, 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 very nice. But I mean, like when they, I mean, it's just do they literally have all those guys?
Oh, literally all, even the coaches will call me Captain America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so all of them do.
Did you get any gear from it? I mean, like when, with a nickname, usually like you can obviously like parlay that into something.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I just got the USA gear that they would give us, but I mean, no, I wasn't Captain America for Halloween or anything, so.
But if you're going to be like have a nickname for those guys, I mean, honestly, So those guys, it was four of them, and they were like, as soon as your name was brought up, they were just raving about it, you know? I mean, it must be a cool thing, right?
No, yeah, those guys, I've grown up with those guys, and I mean, I consider them close friends, so.
What was it like putting USA on your chat? Is that different?
I mean, no, it's awesome. You go into another country where no one wants you to win, and no one really likes you. So it was cool just to experience that, playing in front of all those people, and eventually coming home with a gold medal was awesome.
What year did you win the gold medal?
2019.
And who do you
beat? You beat Panama in the gold medal game.
Okay, so give me a story. I like stories, you know.
Yeah, okay, so I mean, leading up to the gold medal game, we were playing against Cuba, and we had to play Venezuela as well. Both of those games, we came back in the seventh inning. I think it was like an 8-1 deficit. We were losing both games 8-1 in the seventh inning. We came back both of those games, and then we lost to Panama. That's the reason why we're in that spot. And then we came back, we ended up beating Panama like 7-2 or something. So it was just.
Was there any guys that like obviously like were the top picks, and now we know the. Was there any guys who like jumped out and did really significant things there?
I mean, Tamar was on my team. Who else was on my team? I think Tamar was. Me and Tamar, I think, are the only ones from that team that got drafted. Sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's a lot of great college players that are gonna.
And where was that exactly? What field?
I was in Playa del Carmen in Mexico.
Okay. So again, on the field story, give me the good like hanging out in Mexico story.
Before every game, me and Tamar would actually eat cup of noodles. That was like our pregame meal. We'd be in the lobby. And we'd ask the hotel lady for tapatio because we like putting hot sauce in the cup of noodles, and they couldn't understand us because they all spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
We were trying to say like hot sauce or tapatio.
Yeah.
She wasn't understanding. But I mean, if you ask Tamar, I mean, I'm sure he'll remember us. I have like a bunch of pictures of us eating cup of noodles together.
Oh really? Now, how did you get the cup of noodles? Did you just bring them?
Yeah, we just go to the store and they.
Okay,
would have them.
I didn't know.
They would just have them there.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. Like Tamar was in the draft. Like, he obviously has a big personality, right? I met him for like 30 seconds and I knew that. That must have been a blast, right? I mean, and not only like growing up with someone like that, seeing him drafted, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, me and Tamar are boys, and I expect nothing but great things from you.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, listen, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Captain America.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.